News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton. Are we excited to have our guests in studio, Dalton? Or are we, you know, I hate to say this, or are we not? But
I'm excited.
I am too. Very nice people, and they're going to join us this morning. We are going to talk the H word, just going to let you know they're ahead of time. But it's really to be prepared for what could be an interesting season.
Yeah, so everyone at this point knows hurricane season officially starts June 1st, although that official is holding a lot of weight there. Sometimes when we see storms earlier. But so this month we're getting ready, and it's Hurricane Safety Preparedness Week. And because of that, we have with Baldwin County EMA Director Tom Tyler and also Jessica Waters, who's the Public Information Officer, in studio with us because you guys, well, you're getting people ready for hurricane season, and that includes an event that'll be online this week.
That's exactly right. Tomorrow we're going to be hosting our live stream event for our severe weather, tropical weather, and we'll have a Chief Meteorologist from WKRG, Ed Bloodsworth, with us.
Okay.
We also have Jason Smith from Fox 10, and also the meteorologist in charge from National Weather Service, Mr. Jason Beam, and they're going to let me sit on the panel, too.
Well, you deserve it, being the director of Baldwin EMA. So this will be, some great meteorologists you have lined up there, and what's the plan here for them to kind of generally say what they're looking for, what they're seeing in this upcoming forecast for hurricane season, but a lot of preparedness things as well?
It'll be a lot of preparedness things, probably not as much on the predictions for the season.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking off air about that, and I have my own thoughts about that. I'll just go ahead and put this out there. When they say that we're going to have a below average season, well, that was 1992 and Hurricane Andrew, and I think the people of Homestead felt it was anything but below average.
Right.
So I take that stuff with a grain of salt. And besides, it doesn't specify where they're going to go.
That's right.
Or anything like that. So that, to me, is just totally immaterial. What is material is we live on the Gulf Coast. There will be another hurricane here.
Mm-hmm.
It may not happen this year or next year or the next 10 or 20 years. But there will be one, so we have a responsibility to prepare to the best of our ability. And this event goes a long way towards that. What I suspect we'll be talking about is what are the new products the National Hurricane Center will be using to transmit information regarding hurricanes and how they're tracked. They have made an awful lot of strides in how sharply they can predict storms today. If you look at just 10, 15 years ago, at what a cone of uncertainty looked like, it's gotten a lot narrower. They've gotten a lot better. But what a lot of people don't know is even they say inside that cone, that's a 67% chance that the center of the storm's going to be there. They don't even try to pretend that it's 100% because there's just still a lot we don't know, but it's gotten a lot better over the past several decades.
Hurricanes can trick you at any point, but when it tricks you at the very end, we dealt with that with Sally.
We don't appreciate that
We don't
all.
Appreciate that, but that was a storm that we, all of the top minds were saying the same thing, and that was, I think we've got this one figured out, but then next thing you know, it just churns like a weed whacker over the same area of Baldwin County for, I don't know,
hours.
Better part of, yeah.
18
better
hours.
Part of a day.
It was. And so the damage it did afterwards, I was brand new to FM Talk. Maybe a week later, I took a ride to Baldwin County because I'm thinking, I want to see what we're talking about. You know, we can hear the reports or see some things on TV. And what I saw was, goodness, I don't know how long it's going to take to clean this up. That was quite an event.
Roughly 4.5 million cubic yards of vegetative debris were hauled off after Sally.
Mm.
I'm told that it affected about 25% of the pecan tree crop.
Yep, that's right.
I know that there were remnants of pecan trees on both sides of the road going up and down 181, 13. I live in that area, and we dealt with it for quite some time.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful area, and I was really amazed at the level of devastation from buildings to, obviously, the forestry, right?
Yes, exactly right. Something I hope we will talk about tomorrow, and that's one of my pet peeves, is the Saffir-Simpson wind scale. We talk hurricane categories all the time,
mm-hmm.
and that's a very effective shorthand to just give a brief description of what this storm is, but it only covers one threat. And as we saw from Sally, 30 inches of rain, it doesn't matter if it's a Cat 1 or a Cat 5 or a tropical storm. You get 30 inches of rain in the better part of a day, you're going to have a lot of problems. And by the way, 80% of the deaths that are caused by tropical cyclones are caused by water.
Right.
And, you know, turn around, don't drown. We say that all the time, but so many people get in trouble because they're trying to get from point A to point B after the storm has passed, and now there's water over the road. I think I can make it, but you don't know what that road surface is like underneath that water.
Yeah.
It used to be great, but now you don't know. And when you find out it's been washed out and your vehicle's been carried into a stream that usually is just a trickle, but now it's a flood, that has some potential for some very negative outcomes.
Yeah, and you know, that's where the footage normally is, right? When we're all watching on the Weather Channel, whatever, however we're watching a storm that's rolled in. Of course, you get the storm itself, but it's afterwards and the water rescues and seeing people on top of their homes or cars getting saved. And that most of those seem entirely preventable if you go about it the right way. And I know you're going to be talking a lot of preparedness during this live stream tomorrow night, but I imagine a lot of what Baldwin EMA does, sure, you're there for the response and recovery, but a lot of it's preparing, right, and getting ready for the upcoming
season. That's the majority of what we do. And obviously we look at other hazards besides just weather hazards. We work with partners on all spectrum of threats. But, you know, being in coastal Alabama, hurricanes is the one that we're best known for, unfortunately. But yeah, that's most of what we do is the whole preparation thing, because luckily we're not responding all the time. But when we do, we have to have a very strong network. And this is something I like to tell people too. When you think of the EMA, it's going to explode by a factor of about 50 when the effort comes during a response. Yeah. Our full-time employees are just the nucleus of it. It's the partners that make the difference, and those people who own information, obtain information, have sources to tell us how things are around the county, bringing that into the EOC, and we have decision makers there that can apply resources to unmet needs. We got to find where those unmet needs are, and we've got to maintain a situational awareness that we can share with our partner network, and that everybody can work together to get help where it's most needed.
And one quick thing, Dan.
Sure.
I know from the past, getting emails, and Jessica, I know you're closely involved with this, your team over there, whatever the chain of command you have at Baldwin EMA, or maybe the chain of communication, whenever roads start shutting down for one reason or another, you guys are on top of it. And I imagine that's from clearing the lines, right? You got to know, you've got to have people who are able to say, hey, this road over here is closed. We have water over the roadway. And you start piling that list up. I mean, Baldwin County is a big county. There's a lot of roads you're covering.
It is, and it's a very diverse county.
Yep.
In terms of geography. You look down the coast and then up in Little River, and you might as well be in two different states at that point.
No doubt.
But, yes, there is a lot of roadway, and our friends at the Highway Department do a very good job of helping us inform the public about what's not passable or what's temporarily closed. Just from routine springtime storms, we have wind damage and lines down and stuff like that. So we can, just like the public can, we can look and see what the utility companies are reporting as far as outages goes. You can make some predictive analysis about where unmet needs are based on that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of tools at our disposal, but you know, the partners are the most effective means we have of getting the word out and determining what the situation on the ground is.
Got a quick question for Jessica. Jessica, so when it comes to the communication of this, that's kind of your bag, right?
Yes, sir.
How crucial is it? What's the process of making sure you get information out timely, but to verify it's the correct information? Because at times like storms, like the fog of war, it's like, you know, so-and-so said this,
right?
But you need to verify and then get the word out.
Absolutely. And that's where our partners come into place. Like he said, having eyes out there, getting the information to us, and then our goal is to get the right information to the right people at the right time so they can make the right decisions. So we try to do a good job of that. You can follow our social media, our website, where we have very close contacts with you guys and our other media partners that help us in spreading the word. So
yeah, and I guess you're very tight with you talk about your partners and information, but Baldwin EMC and the utility companies.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's probably somebody you work hand in hand with.
They all have a seat at the table.
Okay.
And we spend a lot of our time on Blue Sky Days building those relationships so that we can help each other get that information out to to who we need to.
Crucial.
Yeah, and, you know, while it's been a few years since our last major storms, we still talk about it, you know. We'll have a news report come in every week. Oh, more federal money has come down, or this has been decided. But with the storms like that, and when you start getting that information coming in so quickly, you guys do such a good job getting it out there. This live stream that you have tomorrow, 1 p.m., and you'll have, you already mentioned, Ed Bloodsworth with KRG, Jason Smith with Fox 10, just getting people prepared, ready for the upcoming hurricane season. And so this will be online, and I imagine if somebody misses it during the middle of the day, they can catch it when they get
exactly.
home.
Exactly. And Dalton, what I'd really like for your listeners to do is consider what kind of questions they'd like to ask, mm-hmm. and go to our Facebook page and submit those questions, and we'll be glad to read them on the air and have the professionals address those. Mm-hmm. Something that, Dan, I want to get back to what the question you just asked to Jessica. Obviously, there's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet.
And it could be on social media. Yeah. Exactly.
So, so one thing we really, really try to do is never publish anything that's not verified by an attributable source. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, for instance, when they tell us something, we will go with that.
Yeah.
The highway department, we will go with that. You know, looking at what callers to 911 are saying, no. Like, callers to 911 often will have incomplete, inaccurate information.
Right.
If we're looking at that resource, we're going to get it verified by somebody who is properly appointed to give us that information
right.
before we put it out.
Yeah, because people like that, I mean, they're not professional in what you do, and they're caught up in the emotion of it all, and they could be just get their facts wrong and have the right intention in their heart, but get the wrong information to you.
Exactly. And of course, we feel the pressure to get the public the information that we can as quickly as we can, but not at the expense of it being incorrect.
Yeah.
We just don't want that at all.
Yeah.
We're talking with Tom Tyler, director of Baldwin EMA, also Jessica Waters with Baldwin EMA. So in addition to this live stream, you also have another publication coming out this month, is that right?
Yes, it's our Stay Alert Baldwin annual publication. It's
okay.
full of all kind of preparedness tips, and it's not just about hurricanes. This year it does coincide with the beginning of hurricane season, its publication. We're going to try to put that back to the beginning of the calendar year next year. But a lot kind of resources in there, some guest opinions from our partners around the county
mm-hmm.
to encourage others to be safe and to prepare. And it's a very good resource, and it'll be available free in lots of different locations. And, of course, I think Jessica wants to add something to that. Yeah.
No, sorry, I was just going to say it will be out this week, and it covers all things, not just hurricane preparedness. We touch on beach safety as well, which is a huge initiative
mm-hmm.
that we're trying to push in Baldwin County and along the Alabama Gulf Coast. So you can pick up a copy at your central or your local annex, as well as Gulf Coast Media will be pushing those out, or you can stop by our Emergency Operations Center.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that factor for you guys. Not only do you have the weather, all of these other emergencies you have to think of, but just people going out into the Gulf that maybe aren't prepared for rip currents or even, you know, swimming between islands or whatever they're
trying
to do.
Yeah, and as I was driving into work today, I heard your Fort Morgan story talk with Lee Steiner. And Jessica and I had a conversation with him just at the end of last week. And so I'm pretty sure you got that from Erica Thomas. I know she's a very good friend of the Beach Safe campaign. She does a very good job of helping spreading the word, and I know she's a frequent guest here. So special thanks to her for helping us with that, and all the other media partners that we have that do a wonderful job of helping us spread the word. Because as you very astutely pointed out in your story, most of the guests that get in trouble aren't from around here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't understand what swimming in the Gulf of Mexico is like. And if we could just reach those folks before they leave home, because once they cross that intercoastal,
mm-hmm.
once their feet hit the sand, it's like all responsibility is thrown out the window, and I'm here to have fun. I've spent a lot of money to be here, and I don't care if the flag is red, or I don't even know what that means because I haven't had time to educate myself. But anything we can do to get that information in front of them and help them help themselves is time well spent.
Most of us down here, you get a bad day at the beach, red flags, you think, I'll just come back, you know, next week, next month. But these are people who get maybe 3 days the whole year. Yeah, they get 3 days down here, and they're like, I got to get out there in the water.
Mm-hmm. Tom said they've already invested. They've spent the money already.
Yeah.
You know, that money's out of their account. They're like, I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, and that ends up with, you know, obviously we've seen some fatalities because of that.
We have.
Another great place for folks to go is your website. And I'm looking at it right now. You've got the NWS map up there. Anytime there's local emergency alerts, it'll pop up there. But just good resources at baldwincountyal.gov once you click over to the EMA page.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, plenty of stuff there, including evacuation information, report storm damage. So like we were just talking about, if you want to let people know whether you've had some damage on your home or street. So very cool. That's baldwincountyal.gov/department/emergency-management-agency. You can click through pretty easily there. So tomorrow, the live stream, 1 p.m., Ed Bloodsworth, mm-hmm. Jason Smith.
Looking forward to it, and I hope your listeners will tune in. And more importantly, provide us with some questions.
Yes.
We want to address the things the public wants to know more about. And you can probably imagine of an entire population, there's a subset that is very, very, very weather attentive, and they're always going to be tuned in. We want to try to reach some of those others that just don't think about it as much. They may have assumptions, or they may just, you know, go on living their life the way they do and then get surprised. We want to try to prevent that and help people become more weather aware.
How about this hurricane season? We just got to have an agreement to, we'll be the best partner we can be if y'all will be the best partner that we can have from you all, and have that understanding from the beginning, right?
That's exactly right. And something Jessica just pointed out, Baldwin County is one of the most fastest growing counties in the United States. So we have lots and lots of new residents.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And a lot of those
from everywhere.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
And they may know about the hurricane problem that we have, but we also experience other kind of weather phenomena too. Mm-hmm. And many of them would like to be better informed, I hope, and hopefully they'll tune in as well.
Great thought. Thanks so much for coming by to see us.
And thank you for having us.
A lot of information there, Dalton.
Yeah,
sure.
We appreciate it. Tom Tyler, director with Baldwin EMA, and Jessica Waters, thanks for coming in. And hopefully next time we talk, it won't be about any emergencies, but
right,
after a clean
about preparedness.
Hurricane season. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
823 FM Talk 106.5.